What's up, guys? Here on another episode of Eli and Mike, and wanted to introduce you guys to an amazing guest we have today. Java here, how are you today?
I'm successful. How are you?
Yes.
We're doing amazing. We're doing amazing. We're pleased that you're here with us today. And honestly, you actually live in Los Angeles County, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How do you like LA anyways? Because obviously your name, I mean, is this how you say Java here?
Yeah, Java here.
Yeah, okay. So you don't say the KH in the way, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. So you use it in difference.
Yes.
But thanks for being here. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
I know that in your busy schedule, you're probably all over the place, all over the country.
Thanks so much.
But thank you for being here. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And yes, you're here in Los Angeles, but you're from Uzbekistan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, love it, love it.
So, where's
you know Uzbekistan, where is it?
No, but we want you to tell us.
So the Uzbekistan, when I like say the people like Uzbekistan, right?
Okay.
People think like Pakistan?
Yes.
Or Uzbekistan? No, it's Uzbekistan, like Uzbekistan.
Oh, so Uzbekistan.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Uzbekistan.
That's Central Asia.
Okay.
Like, you know Kazakhstan?
No. I've heard of it, yes.
You have?
Okay. Turkish, Russia.
Yes.
It's next. Okay. Country.
Got
it's Uzbekistan.
It. Oh, yes. Okay, there you go. So, Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
And you grew up there? That's where you're from?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was born there. Wow. I grew up there.
Wow. How long did you actually live out there?
In Uzbekistan?
Yes.
It's 20 years.
20 years. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So wait a minute, but you're in your 20s, so that means you recently
I'm 23 right now. So I lived like 20 years there. And then I lived like Dubai.
Oh, wow.
And then the U.S.
Okay.
It's 2.5 years right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
So that must mean that you learned the American language while you were in Uzbekistan.
The one more thing. That when I came to the United States, my English was zero.
Wow.
Oh, no kidding.
So wait, did you come to the United States like a year and a half ago? 2 years ago?
2.5 years.
Years and a half ago. And you're...
Got it.
Literally sitting with us speaking English.
Yes.
Like we're having full-on conversations. This is like amazing. Like, oh my God.
I hope because I'm there like day by day, like step by step. Mm-hmm. I'm trying, doing like practice. I know like accent.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Like
right.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
He has also accent.
Exactly. Oh, of course. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, hey, the right. accent makes it better.
So considering your busy schedule, I'd love to ask you, like, how did you entertain the fact of creating so many languages? Because you speak a couple of languages, right?
Yeah. Fluent, like, Russia, Uzbek.
Wow.
A little bit Turkish,
mm-hmm.
English. So
Amazing. That's amazing. I mean, most people can barely even speak their own language correctly.
Yeah,
and you're over here speaking, like, 4 or 5 languages. Like,
yeah.
how did you... make this happen? Like, were you like studying like every night? What do you have to do to learn another language?
Like, if the people want
mm-hmm.
to study like language,
mm-hmm.
like for example Russian, right, they can like learn like 2 months or 3 months
mm-hmm.
if you want it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I want to study English, right?
Yes.
Because that's I need that one
because mm-hmm.
I'm playing like movies.
Yes.
It's only in English.
Yes.
I have to. I must learn English,
mm-hmm.
and I want it.
Amazing.
So that's why I'm trying.
Okay, okay.
I'm sure in your acting business, the usage of different languages probably goes very far.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that does that give you an opportunity to have more roles? Could you have these different languages?
It was so hard when I started like first movie. It was like English because my own language is Uzbek.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And my English, it was so crazy, and I said them like, hey guys, my English is not really good,
mm-hmm.
but I'm gonna do for my memorize, right?
Yes.
Right. And I will try it.
Right.
And they said like, no, don't worry. Just take your time, do more practice,
mm-hmm.
talk with us, and they give me like really good like opportunities.
Oh, wow.
Amazing, amazing. So you came to America, you have multiple languages that you learned in such a little time. Not only that, you're in, you know, you're in film, you're in things that we're going to ask you in just a moment, but like Sony and Netflix and so many, you know, ventures that you're getting into where people here in America, LA alone, it's so difficult for them to even get into these type of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're here in 2.5 years accomplishing all that. Before I get to that, I actually want to know, you know, what was your life actually in Uzbekistan?
Mm-hmm. Uzbekistan.
Was it like was it like a life of where you actually were you doing film out there?
I'm like one of the famous influencer and actor in Uzbekistan.
Okay. Oh, amazing.
So and I did a lot of like businesses like restaurant.
Yes.
and something like other businesses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I did like influencer stuffs. Mm-hmm. I did like a lot of like advertisements, commercials, mm-hmm. and yes. movie stuffs,
yes.
music videos, and definitely. Everything. So yeah, after yeah. then,
wow, that's
moved
so
to United States because in my childhood, my goal, it's only one, to become a Hollywood actor.
Wow. Okay, got it. But you're well on your way there wow. already because...
No, I mean, you already are.
Yeah.
Right? Is that yeah. correct? Oh my God. So you're actually, as of right now, you're living your dream.
Yes. And oh one God. More thing, like...
Amazing.
Usually, like, a lot of people and my some friends said and saying me like, hey, bro, you're at the Hollywood. That's a bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's a big competition. Mm-hmm. That's never, ever impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I just want to say for those people something. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
They never know.
True.
And we never know.
True.
And I agree because you never know so unless powerful. You try, right?
That is so yeah. powerful. And it's true. You know,
and
most people.
Bro, I believe myself. Mm-hmm. I believe the God. Mm-hmm. They're going to give. Yes. So until the end of the year, I'm going to show the really good results.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do next podcast.
Amazing.
And we'll talk.
Okay. So there's going to be a part
two. I promise.
Guys. There's going to be a part two. This is going to be amazing. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. This is going to be so cool.
So in comparison to Uzbekistan?
Yes.
in America, what are the differences you've noticed since you've been here?
It's like culture, like different.
Okay.
Like mostly it's language, right? Mm-hmm. And my country, it's Muslim country.
Okay, so it's Muslims.
Culture, it's 100% like different.
Mm-hmm.
And Uzbekistan, I think it's one of the safe country in the world. Because
okay.
bro, it's very, very like safe mm-hmm. and cheap.
So you can leave your doors open at night and nobody yes. will go in.
I think it's even okay. known for being safe, correct?
Have you heard about the Dubai? It's very
yes.
safe.
Oh, yes.
Dubai,
yes.
Same
yes.
thing.
Same
okay.
thing. Got
okay,
it.
Yeah. Definitely Dubai is known for being safe.
Yeah. And but also Uzbekistan, yes. same thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Got it. Unlike America. Can you walk outside without somebody
yeah,
like...
Yeah, LA, it's a little bit
running,
more risky.
What's up, gang?
Car. Yeah.
Oh, no. Not
oh,
that.
Oh, my God, for real. So then, okay. So still being in Uzbekistan. So did... You know, so when did you actually get that? Was it millions of views? Like, what was the video that made you go viral?
It was, like, it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I did, like, TikTok styles and movie styles, right? And
mm-hmm.
Instagram, like, IG styles.
Right.
Yes.
And the one day, I was, like, thinking about, like, something. I have to do something, like, really good.
Okay.
And then I create, like, new style. I saw like the people they're doing like trend videos mm-hmm. dancing mm-hmm. right
yes, mm-hmm.
on
yes.
Instagram and the pictures
yes
fashion pictures and I just thought about the movie stuff so I'm gonna do IG movie
mm-hmm. okay
so part one part two part mm-hmm. three
so like a season almost like
yes,
a different
season
parts. Nice. Got it
but it's not the movie
yeah
but it's a movie like for IG
nice.
Not
okay.
the YouTube not the TikTok
okay.
only IG
uh-huh. I love that
and after then I make like my first IG movie
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
season one
okay
it was so great you can
yes.
go my IG
yeah
I pinned
it.
It
yes
oh, okay,
I see
it.
This it's so good
and after then bro, a yeah. lot of offers I got.
Wow, amazing.
Let's work together. Like,
no way.
First, like, my big, like, huge company was mm-hmm. like Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, amazing.
Then they're like, let's do a commercial
wow.
with your Instagram.
So you did a commercial?
But I'm not, like, famous, not the,
oh
like, celebrity.
God.
And
yeah.
they saw my views.
And
it's
they reached
really
out
good.
To you, Coca-Cola.
And my style.
Oh my God.
Because it's big competition on IG
yeah.
right now also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
if
my
you
God.
Have a, like, style.
Uh-huh.
And you can do anything.
Right.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's why. And then the Hampton Hotel.
No
Hilton.
Way. Oh, my God.
A lot of like, offers.
Wow.
Sprite, Fanta.
Wow.
Like, castor oil.
Wow. And this something is, like, in you're still in
right.
Uzbekistan?
It was in Uzbekistan.
Wow. And they're just reaching out to your Instagram?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I just shocked.
Oh my God. I'm shocked. Not really though, because I seen the film and it is amazing.
It is good. Yeah.
It is,
thank you.
But at the same time, it's still, these are huge companies that again, these are, now we're talking worldwide.
Right. You understand, right? What's the like video?
Oh yeah.
Because you know my style, I did the video that's no words, only musician. Like Chinese people, American people, African people, Uzbek people. Any people can understand. Watch
it. Yes. Got it. Exactly. The it's cinematic. The camera's is great. Like, it makes you want to watch it because it's like a little cinema. But then there's no words, like you said. So you keep watching it. And then before you know it, you've watched the whole, you know. And then, so you're this was your viral video.
Yes.
Amazing. And it was literally off of a hunch. And you're just like, I just need to make something different.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. What's the next thing that you're looking to do? Are you still going to remain in acting? Are you looking to do more?
So, I just thinking like nowadays, I'm just thinking I'm doing like new plan and new strategy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I just promised you guys until end of the year.
Love it.
Some results. So I just thinking about really good strategy for my IG, all my social media.
Yes.
Like new style. And everything, it should be like universal fashion, movie stuffs, business stuffs, and everything gonna be inside.
Amazing. Love that.
Amazing.
But I'm trying.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll make it happen. I mean, you move from a different country to America and you've already accomplished that at a very young age. Not to mention, you're already on the podcast in Rodeo in Beverly Hills. So you're doing so much, plus you're doing a lot of acting for big companies. It's not like very small-time companies. Coca-Cola, let's be real. That's one of the biggest companies ever in the entire globe. So you're doing really progressive things. And I think, you know, you definitely deserve a pat on the back and be like, man, I'm doing okay. You have parents, but are they, you know, supporting you?
Yes, they're supporting me. Like, they live in Uzbekistan. A year, two times, they came to me, like, see.
Amazing, right? Amazing.
Like, few days ago. Mm-hmm. The left in Uzbekistan. Wow. We've been like together here.
Got it.
Wow, perfect. Okay. So supportive family, brothers or sisters.
Yes. I have like little sister and little brother.
Okay.
I'm like oldest one.
There you go. King. There you go. Okay. King.
I like that.
And so, you know, talking about your family, one question that we do like to also ask, and then maybe we can get a little bit more into the future, but we really want to know about your life in Uzbekistan. So was there you know, your childhood growing up, was this something, even though it was a safe childhood, I think that's what you're saying, did you go through like a childhood where there was a lot of money, was there a lot of not money, like you know, was it a hard childhood, was it an easy childhood, you know, how did you grow up, because you have so much drive, so much inspiration, so much I'm gonna do this and that's it, it must have come from somewhere, but you know, we want to know, you know, how was your life
in my childhood. So I said to my parents, like, hey, so I want to be an actor, right? And then they said, like, come on.
Yeah, like, of course.
Really good job.
Yes, yes.
And then I said, like, a lot of times, please, please, I want to be an actor, right? Wow. And then the talk with the school, acting school. And I went there. And after then, I participated a lot of, like, reality shows, right? And then my skills, my, like, secret skill, it's like dancing.
Okay.
And then right now I am like 2 times winner for all dance, like Robin, right?
No Okay.
I love know that.
Love it.
That's cool.
And after like step by step, and my parents see my like talent, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. My son, we're going to support you. Oh, let's go.
Amazing.
So it took you a little bit of time to convince them, but you did it. You proved it to them by just continuously chasing your dreams, right? That's really cool because, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was telling them about this earlier. I wanted to be an actor a long time ago, but I did it, the whole photos and everything, but I never pursued it because I was too concerned about what the market, what the world was, because there's always rumors about that world.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know, you can elaborate a lot more on that, but there's something that I didn't know too much about it. What kind of experiences have you shared or had since you've been in this industry,
like for acting stuff, right?
Yeah,
you mean like for acting stuff, like right now I'm seeing like new generation, like they're doing, for example, if you're gonna cut your like finger, right? They're gonna play like, ah, I got my finger. It's too much.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not the professional, but my experience of like 9 years, yes. I finished like acting school and acting college too.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I finished like acting school. It was like drama, movie actor. And my college, it's like comedy and action.
Okay. Oh, wow. All different.
I know. I'm not the professional. Just I'm like my opinion and my recommend. Don't do too much. Like film directors, they don't like too much acting. Yes. That's too much acting. It's only going to use on theater.
Okay.
Not the movie.
That makes sense. Like movie, Broadway.
You're going to cut the like finger, right?
Yeah.
You have to say like, and with your eyes. That's it.
Oh, got it. Wow. Got it.
Wow. You don't have to cry.
That's powerful.
Your viewers have to cry. Because the people like new generation thinking like, so when I'm gonna cry, and then my like viewers, right?
Yes.
They're gonna cry too.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
If you not gonna cry and then they're gonna cry, you are the strong actor.
Oh, wow.
So there's such thing as overdoing it then, right?
Yes.
So don't overdo it.
Yeah, don't over. Because so like the social media too. I know the social media is a lot of fake
stuff.
Yeah. Right.
The people like showman.
Yes.
Right. I saw like the one guy, like a lot of people saying like he's really good. He's making really good money, right?
Yeah.
He's putting like Ferrari and he said like, hey, you wanna get the Ferrari? Like let's like DM me. I'm gonna teach you. I have a course.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you. Bro, that's bullshit. He's selling his course. And then making the money.
Right.
I know it's good for him.
Yeah.
But that people thinking he's doing really good business.
Right.
No. Right. His curse, it's bullshit.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people like that. We went to so many seminars and there's so many people that will use that to like bring everybody, especially younger people, because they don't know better. And they'll come in and say, hey, okay, fine. I'll pay $10,000 for that course. And you don't really get much out of it. Yeah.
What's the reason? Exactly. I never seen before, like when like one the guy he finished that course. I never seen he's a Ferrari.
Yeah,
okay.
His money. So I mean, like this internet, like social media, a lot of bullshit and fake stuff.
Yes.
A lot of people like showman.
Right.
Just welcome to reality.
Yes.
But you know what? I feel like a lot of people use that as to take advantage of not just money, but also let's be real. A lot of things we've experienced with social media. To monetize, you just got to make people laugh or cry or make fun of something. And I feel like that's enough for them versus the course thing. I think the courses thing is kind of sad and depressing. Yeah. Like that people are really stealing people money. But if you find the right niche, like you found your niche in what you're doing with your acting and your media and your modeling, that people love that. You know, just like what we do with our funny stuff that we do in the malls. So I think that's pretty interesting, you know?
Yeah. And it's good how you say, you know, you have to connect with the audience through the eyes, because definitely that's something that we do. We literally are dressing people, but as we're doing it, you know, we're not overly doing it. I mean, we kind of are with our suits and our hair. I get it. But we're not like overly doing it. But what we are doing is we are looking directly in the camera and we're connecting with our audience. And then that, you know, has got some videos at like 15 million views. And it was just because we dressed somebody, but we were so connected with the audience. Do you know what I mean? So that was like really great advice. We do the exact same thing. But like Mr. Eli said, some people do, you know, they might use that to their advantage and then they might take advantage of others by having these courses and stuff. And it's a crazy world out there. Hollywood's crazy. You know what I mean? But this is all over.
Yeah. And talking about Hollywood is crazy. So, you know, I feel like you know a lot of stuff because you're in the Hollywood business, like you're in acting and all this sort of stuff. So is there anything interesting, anything odd or crazy that you run into in the
Hollywood business? I feel like you had said that you get like a lot of offers from Hollywood. Can you tell us about that? Because Hollywood's it's Hollywood.
When you're gonna ask like how's the Hollywood, I can ask like the Hollywood, it's most dangerous in the world.
Yes.
bro, it was too much crazy stuff there. Okay.
And we agree with him. We literally our you know, our podcast, our offices are out here in Hollywood, and it is a crazy place to be. It may be like, it might look like glitz and glamour and stars and all that type of stuff, which there is that, but there's also like a really crazy part to it. And I really want to hear your side on this. You know, you get a lot of offers.
okay, I'm not the like really good like celebrity. I'm not the like Tom Holland, right?
Yeah, but okay. Soon to be.
I have something like a little bit experience, but I want to tell like new generation to become an actor, right?
Right.
Also, I'm not the like really good actor, but be sure and be careful, because I got something like crazy offers. For example,
and like, can I say like Illuminati offers?
Is yeah, that probably.
No way. Probably. Oh my God.
I'm going to tell you and okay. You can think about it.
Okay, I'm kind of scared for this. But
so just like 6 months ago, the guy, my friend, he called me.
Okay.
He said, hey, Jawo, I have to talk with you because my brother wants to talk. Okay, send me the address.
Okay.
And then he sent me the address. It was like really mansion house. Huge mansion house.
Isn't it always
no mansion? It's on the it's mountains.
Really? Yeah. Oh my God.
And I've been there.
Okay.
And then,
wait, so you did go?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like around 3 p.m.
What? Oh, 3 p.m. 3 p.m.
Yes. Okay. And my friend came to me, talk like fan styles and our like influencer styles. Mm-hmm. And then my friend, he said like, hey, my brother's coming. Be sure. Do like strong. Say, you are a really good actor.
Okay.
And then he's going to help you.
Okay.
Because, bro, a lot of people, like, wants to become an actor, right?
Yes.
Right.
And someone's going to help you. They're going to say, like, okay, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're ready. Because it's big competition.
Right.
Because I just felt, like, in my mind, so, oh, finally, someone's going to help me. Because it was a hard time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then his brothers came to me.
Okay.
He was, hey, how are you? Right. And he said, like, behind me, like, we talk, and he pressed the button, something, and the old window and doors like closed.
Oh wow!
Dark.
What?
And
so this is in the house.
This is in the house.
In the living room.
What?
What the
hell? Living room. And I just what's going on? And then like lights, me and his brother.
Wow.
And then his bodyguard, and my friend.
I'm like so nervous right now.
We're sitting like this, same like this, and he's saying like, okay, Jawo here, I know you, and I followed you on IG. He said like, thank you. I'm showing him like, I'm so strong.
Strong,
right.
But my inside, it was so like.
You're scared, like, huh?
Scared, right?
Yeah, my God.
And then I said like, okay, I have something questions for you. He said, okay, what kind of question?
And, like, you're, like, super nervous. There's lights on you.
Yes.
And all the windows just
something,
closed.
Like, crazy. It's
oh, my God.
Like, TV show, you know what I'm saying?
I'm so shook right now.
And wow. He said, like, okay, my question. So, for actors, what's, like, important thing in the Hollywood? He said. When I said, like, for sure, like, agents. Okay. The agents, when you have an agent, you're going to go, like, step by step, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And then. One more thing, one guy, he can help you. You're gonna go. You're not gonna go step by step. You're gonna go like 10 steps, 10 steps.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? He said, and I said, like sponsor. And he said, yeah, you're correct.
Okay,
he's so confident and kind
of
scary.
Of course,
guy.
Yeah.
But I'm showing like, okay, but
okay,
I'm not showing. I'm like scaring him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And then he said, like, so, I want to be your sponsor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal? What I'm going to do
right
then?
Right.
He said, like, he's showing me, like, any movies. He worked with Spider-Man 2, a lot of movies. And he's showing that his content, like, contacts.
Wow.
Tom Holland, Robert Downey Jr., a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, we're going to work together. And then. And I said, okay, and then, what's the reason? You're going to help
right,
me.
Right.
So what this I'm going to do for you?
Holy yes. True.
And I understood he's going to block me. You know how? When I play the movie, and after then, I'm doing like, I'm going to celebrity, right?
Yes.
And then, for example, like Gucci, Dior, Louis Vuitton,
yes.
They're going to contract with me, right? Mm-hmm. Like influencer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
That guy going to contract. And he gonna make money,
right?
Not me.
Got right. it.
And he said, I'm gonna give you a house, I'm gonna give you like car, money, everything. But the deals, I will gonna do. And I just think like, is that crazy?
What
like
the?
In my mind? And I said, I think it not works for me. Probably we'll talk soon.
Okay.
If I'm gonna say they're like no, they can do something other way.
Right.
So that's of why course. I do like smart,
okay, of course, smart
things.
Yes.
Okay, we'll work for sure, but not right now because I'm not ready.
Right. Great.
And then he pressed the button.
Everything like, open.
Open.
What the?
What?
Holy.
And then, shit. Bro, after then, it was like, after like 3 months, I got the offer, like email, and then the paper.
Okay.
Was that an offer from him?
Not. Oh, it's different.
Different okay. offer. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a private party.
Okay,
private.
Got it. Okay.
But there is a lot of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, in my mind, this group, something like crazy.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. It's a private party.
Okay.
It's also in Hollywood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they invited you to a party?
Yes. Okay. They invited me.
Okay.
But you weren't working with them anymore, but they still invited you anyways.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And right now, I'm thinking, when you're trying like hard work here, and they're gonna cut you, and they're gonna like grow you, and then they're gonna make money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they love money.
Yes,
of course.
So yeah, and one more thing right now,
wow.
That Hollywood why like dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is there is a lot of fake people.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like 90%. Yes, yeah, 90% yes. people are fake. Why? When you go there, you're going to talk, hey, I want to be an actor. Can you give me like some like advice? Mm-hmm. Then I say, okay, so right. I'm going to help you.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
Just text me. Send me like your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And tomorrow when you call, he's ignoring.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yes.
The
yes.
fake people. Everyone's fake people.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's need the money.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. When you talk to him, they're going to thinking about not about you. They're going to. Think about the monies
and the
and I can see how people can be very gullible to that though. Like you're lucky that you didn't fall into that trap because you could have signed an agreement and said, "All right, I'll do it." And then before you know it, you wouldn't be Jabu anymore. You would literally be whoever they want you to be.
Yes.
And if you didn't do it, you lose everything and they block you.
So then, did you go to that party?
I go there and I left there.
Wait, tell us about the party. So like, why?
It's like mansion,
okay.
But a lot of security there.
Okay.
When you go there, like the security came to you,
uh-huh.
they're gonna ask, "What's your name? Show me your ID."
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna see your ID, like name,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna see the like paper. If you are here, they're gonna invite you inside.
Of course.
So yeah, there's a lot of celebrity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to say like ones you've seen or?
But the one more thing.
Okay.
The phone you can't use.
No way. Okay. So do they take it away from you?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, well, that's interesting.
They're going to give you like sticker, like all cameras.
Okay.
Everywhere.
No way.
You can use no camera.
Wow.
No
wow.
phones.
So you literally have to cover
and
up.
You can talk with phones.
Oh my God. Wow.
So you have to leave to get your phone back.
And I saw it's like not dangerous, but I saw like a lot of celebrities there. And I just thought about like, okay, it's impossible to phone. Because when the celebrity drinking, like the alcohol, when you're gonna record it, it's very bad for him.
Yes.
Okay. For her.
That makes sense.
Yes.
So that's why, and I think, and okay, it's not my place.
Right. Okay.
I just left.
Oh, okay. So got then it. Did you went in for an hour?
It's like 30 minutes.
Okay. And it just, the feels were not for you?
Yeah. But still, I have a lot of offers
for
parties.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? The people are fake. The new actors, new singers should so carefully, very carefully. Because when you're going to do deal, for example, if I'm going to do deal with like another guy.
Yes.
He's going to say like, hey, you have to play this bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have to play like naked.
Mm-hmm.
I have to play.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I did the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna say like no, I'm not gonna play, he can do something for me.
Wow, because you already signed the contract.
Right. So yeah.
Oh
So wow. That's why we need the lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So but for lawyers, it's next mm-hmm. step. But first, you have to understand what's mm-hmm. the deal. What's the deal?
Got
what
it.
Meaning?
Yes.
There
yes.
a lot of people are saying like, oh, the 100K.
Yes.
Oh,
dang, right.
I'm going to do it.
Right.
No, we have to understand what's wow. the meaning mm-hmm. of the wow. deal. What's the reason?
Wow. You just saved so many people out here in Hollywood. Yes, who
a
are,
lot of people.
Who I are saw. Doing this. Like so many people yeah. will sign a contract because like you said, 100K or whatever it right. may be. And in all reality, like you also said a moment ago, it's almost like signing your life away because yes, there's going to be 100K or maybe a car or a house. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you could be making something where it makes $500 million off of whatever you're doing with that. And you won't even make a percentage off yeah. of it because mm-hmm. you're just kind of 10 like,
oh. Or 20%.
Right, right. But that's just insane. You're literally yeah. a person to only get 20% of yourself. That's really crazy.
Are yeah. you are you managing yourself or do you have a manager?
So I have a manager.
You
right
do
now.
Have a manager.
Andrew.
Oh, yes,
right?
yes.
Oh, okay.
We love
so,
him. We love
so
him.
I'm assuming the splits are good.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good agreement. Okay, good.
So, manager, yeah. so like, you know, you're amazing in acting and modeling. Here in the United States, what would mm-hmm. you say are some of your biggest roles that you ever, you know, played, even though you're up against all this?
My huge, like, project was like Sony Entertainment.
Yes.
Okay.
It was because in my childhood I won
no
to
way.
Like contract with the Sony
of
company,
course.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I just finished like 2 months ago
okay.
this project.
Yes.
It was all like summer and
yes. Oh my like god, spring. Congrats.
It was so great.
Wow.
And huge company
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people working on you.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, I'm an actor and the director is saying, hey, action. And when you're gonna rolling, right?
Right.
And when he gonna stop
mm-hmm.
and the assistants come to you, hey, what do you want?
Wow.
Coca-Cola, Fanta,
wow.
water,
amazing.
What do you want? And then someone come to you like they're doing like mm-hmm. massage, right?
No way.
And then the director came to you, that assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna
oh,
come
wow.
to you, hey, the next role gonna be something like this. You need something, you're good, you're feeling good.
Powerful.
Everyone's like, wow.
So they cater to you then. That makes
yes.
you very comfortable so that
yes.
you can play the
yeah.
part right.
Yeah,
wow,
Sony is a huge company.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is so amazing. I know we kind of saw you like in a Spider-Man outfit.
Oh.
I had to ask you, are you like connected to these movies? Like,
they're like Sony, the company working with Marvel.
Yes.
Okay.
But I hope, but my goal also to play Spider-Man movie.
Oh my god, amazing.
It's a
yes
really good movie for the whole time for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Spider-Man. Got it. Okay.
The amazing Spider-Man.
Yes, yes, yes. One of your favorite?
it's Andrew Garfield.
Okay,
you know Andrew
it.
Garfield?
Oh,
it's a second Spider-Man.
Oh, yes,
not the
yes,
top
yes.
with Maguire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
the second
Garfield.
One,
yeah.
Yeah,
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 yeah. Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're
saying. He's a really good actor.
Wow. I literally, because you're acting and modeling and everything, I literally thought you were like in one of the Spider-Man movies. So,
mm-hmm.
but, and also you have like the costume and all that. So you're
I have a lot of costumes.
You know?
Oh, my God.
So you're already manifesting it. It's almost like you're already there.
Oh, yeah.
We just need them to call you and say, hey, you're the new Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I have a picture also in my apartment.
Yeah.
So
okay.
a picture like signing like Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland.
Oh,
wow.
No
my signature is there.
Oh
so that's
God.
Great.
That's
I
so
that.
Freaking amazing. Love it.
And
love
my
it.
Signature too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have
cool.
because you're the next Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You're the next Spider-Man. Love it. Yeah. Love it.
What's like the biggest thing you want to get to? Like, do you want to be in movies or modeling more over the other? Do you rather do movies more or modeling more?
Movies
more.
Movie.
And,
for sure movie.
And what kind of movies though? So everybody has their niche, right? Because sometimes I see people that play horror movies
mm-hmm.
more. Some people that play comedies more. Like what's the type of movie you would rather
so
be?
So my type, it's a drama, action, horror.
Okay.
And sometimes the comedy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But very soon I want to do my own movie. But the
like
movie,
you want to direct it? You
yes,
want to direct
I'm
your
gonna
own movie?
I'm going to direct.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm going to play like.
And play it too.
Yes.
Okay,
okay, that's
okay.
amazing. That's
the
amazing.
Movie, it's also like horror, drama, comedy. Everything's like mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for sure, I'm going to send you guys.
There you
go. Check it out.
That
okay,
sounds like.
Okay.
We'll
be in the audience.
What's the name yeah. of that movie that has a lot of stuff like that? Like it's the one with the zombies.
Scary movie?
Zombieland?
Zombieland?
Zombieland's like a horror, comedy. It's drama, action. Mm-hmm. It's all that. So something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. All like.
Okay. And those are like some of the best movies. Like yeah, they're hit really like, good. Because there's so many different things in the movie, it hits so many different groups.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, some people won't even go watch a horror movie because they're, it's too scary. Okay. But these movies, you could, everybody can watch.
Everybody can watch them.
Everybody gets a little something. Yeah. You know, that's amazing.
You're like playing with your like viewers, right? Mm-hmm. You're playing his like emotions.
Yes.
Their emotions.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Comedy, drama, mm-hmm. action, horror.
Right.
Okay. And it's not boring gonna be. Yeah. I hope.
No, definitely, definitely. There's so many good things going on with you ever since you've come here. And even before when you were in Uzbekistan, mm-hmm. I mean, great things were going on there as well. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that there was a time in your life that you had a really bad time, you just didn't want to get out of bed, mm-hmm. and you were just like, I'm over this? And then how did you get out of that time, if there was a time?
If I won, I will find the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so I'm doing like 1st of September, right? Mm-hmm, I'm gonna like strategy mm-hmm. in the September. What should I do? Mm-hmm. What's my goal? Because mm-hmm. we have to live for today's life, because mm-hmm. tomorrow what's happening we don't know,
right? Mm-hmm.
We are alive or not, because a lot of people like planning. So tomorrow I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So after tomorrow I'm going to. Okay, not the tomorrow. You have to plan mm-hmm. and you have to put the goal.
Yes.
For example, like acting, right?
Yes.
I'm going to be famous Hollywood actor.
Yes.
Got it.
And then you're trying, getting like motivations, right? Doing. If it's not works, don't change the goal. Mm-hmm. Just change your plans. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Feel me? Like,
got yeah, that. Yeah.
Bro, because the people, when it not works, they're mm-hmm. going to change the goal. So I'm not going to be like actor. I'm going to be like rapper.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And
right.
Then they're trying.
And then works. They don't
okay,
make that.
It's yeah. not for me. I'm going to be right. like businessman. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. Don't change the goal. Mm-hmm. Just the plan.
Oh, wow. That is powerful.
And
that is
and
powerful.
I learned really good quote. Like, if you want to be millionaire, just do something. Mm-hmm. If you want to be billionaire, just create something.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I know you guys like
that's
millionaire.
Powerful. Right. That's powerful.
So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. what's your advice for new generation? Mm-hmm. You guys like millionaire. Give me like advice. So I'm going to take it.
I think yeah. the best thing is do exactly what you said. You want to direct. You want to create mm-hmm. something. But everything starts with an idea. Mm-hmm. You brainstorm, you put your idea together, mm-hmm. and then you also collaborate with people that have very similar mindsets, mm-hmm. but you also collaborate with people that are the opposite of you. Mm-hmm. So kind of like me and him, we're very opposite. Mm-hmm. As much as we're in the same show, Scarlett knows she's behind the scenes, mm-hmm. we're nothing the same, yeah. but we're perfect together. So you're a single show, right? You're mm-hmm. your own actor. You find people that are different that help fill the void that you mm-hmm. don't have. That's the best way to grow. And from there, you create ideas through that strategy and brainstorm mm-hmm. together. And then you verify what's already available to people as a resource.
Yeah.
So what kind of movies are there already? Are you a niche type of creator? Mm-hmm. Are you doing things that people aren't doing? Like the Style Me videos mm-hmm. that we're doing, nobody's doing them.
Yeah.
Not the way we do them. Therefore, we become influential or we help modernize certain things yeah. on social media.
Because you guys create it.
Could be created. Exactly. So you're doing the same thing. So you're going to create and direct your own movie. Mm-hmm. You're the only one I know from your country. So
oh, yeah.
so you're doing your own thing. So and you're young, too. So you have so much to create still. Mm-hmm. So that would be my advice is connect with people that aren't like you and but can get along with you.
Yeah.
That have the opposite traits that you don't have and build with them.
Yeah.
Even if you have to hire them, even if you have to spread the profits together mm-hmm. from there you grow into different tiers and levels of growth mm-hmm. and I think you're already doing the good thing because you already said no to the bad people
yeah
and you kind of know how to filter them out already because you kind of know the guy that closed the mansion doors and everything you already knew like I'm good you know but yeah. that's I think my mm-hmm. idea
I would say some advice to you know be a millionaire is honestly what you've been talking about this whole time and it's being authentic and do what you love. By doing that, you truly can maximize your potential in that industry or whatever you're going for. I really love real estate. I really love making people smile and giving them that key to that house. Mm-hmm. And then they sell it later and then they trust me. And it's just almost like a lifetime relationship with them. And I just love that. because I love it, I put so much into it, mm-hmm. which truly has catapulted me to the top. Most agents will only close zero or one deal a whole year. I'm closing like 7 a month, but mm-hmm. it's only because I love it. Recently, we have been viral in regards to fashion, and you know that helped us get to the millions as well. But we dress people in fashion. We love fashion, and again, that's the key word, love. If you love what you do and you go all in on it, you're authentic. Mm-hmm. We are literally ourselves. Eli is himself. As you can tell, his hair is pink. Like, he literally will do what he wants. Right. And I'm in always my crazy suits that I'm in because this is just me. But being authentic and giving that love can truly create anyone with no money or anything into a millionaire. Because like you said, people are going to see it. I mean, you are literally from another country. You're here in Hollywood. There are so many people fighting to get into these, you know, industries, Sony, Coca-Cola, all these different places. They want to get invited to these houses where, you know, maybe these things close. But the thing is, they're going after you. But it's because they can see it. They see it. They could feel it. Wow, that guy loves what he does. He's going to go all in. Yeah. I better grab him right now because I already know he's going to go all in. And then I'm going to make all this type of money off of mm-hmm. him. You know, not everybody is like that. But most of Hollywood, you have to be very careful. So I would say that would be like my advice for the millions.
We'll have to be ready for everything.
Yes. Exactly.
No, everything yes, definitely.
And you're going to fail. I mean, that's part of life and it's okay. And you just got to get back up and it's all a show.
Yeah, it seems like you keep getting back up. It doesn't seem like you fall much, but I know you keep going no matter what.
Of course. Right? Never stop.
Yeah,
if I'm going to stop, mm-hmm. it means I'm dying.
There you go. Yeah. Love that.
Game over then.
You have to be like successful. Yes. Bro.
And so do you have like something, someone or something that inspires you to have this type of energy that you have and drive? Is there somebody or something that inspires you? Maybe you were a kid. Or maybe it's an yourself. Actor. Maybe Might it's yourself. Actor. Sometimes people say it's themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. I have to think about it.
Okay, okay. I'm like Spider-Man? No.
Spider-Man?
You know?
That might be his.
He's inspirational.
That might be his.
You know?
So that's why I'm Peter Parker.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, so Peter Parker.
I'm real Spider-Man.
No, I literally... Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're the real one.
I get that.
You saw my pictures, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I put my costumes.
I love that.
He's a real Spider-Man. You guys have to go to his IG. You'll see.
Yeah. We're going to edit. You can guys also see.
There you go. Love it.
So what's your next thing? So you're 23. We tend to ask people this question, like in the next 5 years, what is the biggest thing you want to have accomplished by then? So 5 years from now, what do you think
you should have already done? Are you going to be in the Spider-Man movie? Like, you have to know, right? Like you said, there's a plan.
Yeah. I'm also a student. I'm studying like university. Mm-hmm. I'm studying like business and marketing major.
Amazing.
So after like 5 years, right? You said like, for sure, like I believe myself. I believe the God. So I'm going to be like famous actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not only acting stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my own businesses. Because I'm studying marketing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to mix marketing, acting stuffs like together.
Mm-hmm.
And after then, what it going to be? So it's going to be like our brand, my like own like restaurant probably, like, and everything.
Amazing.
And I can control everything. Mm-hmm. I don't need the marketing.
Yes.
Like nothing.
Right.
I can do it.
You don't need the people that are going to close you in and.
Yes.
Try to take advantage of you.
So I'm going to be... open like clothing brand.
Right. Of course. Okay.
I have a marketing experience.
Yes.
And I'm an also actor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do like myself.
Perfect.
I can make money extra too.
Of course. You could be your own model. You could be the director.
And so then I'm going to mix like all together.
Oh, wow.
And then for free, I'm going to like... say the like new generation, I'm gonna teach them.
Right.
Not the course.
Right.
I'm gonna teach them. Yes. Hey, do this. Yes. That's easy. Cause acting, if you want, do marketing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just mix, and we can do
everything. I love
that. Wow. That's amazing.
So as a 23-year-old, what would you recommend to audience that are gonna watch this video or this podcast? What would you recommend for them to do to be in the position of growth?
Just one more thing. Don't waste your time on social media. Like a lot of people scrolling, like watching videos, right? Mm-hmm. For example, like if you're gonna say like Andrew Tate, he's like like top G. He's yes. giving like really good motivation. So I know like people that are watching this video. So, okay, uh-huh. I will do this.
Yes.
So I'm going to be like really good, like billionaire, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And after 5 minutes.
Right.
He's eating. Watching like bullshit videos.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Like cats,
bro.
Right.
Cat and videos. What's the meaning? Mm-hmm. He's wasting his time.
Yes, yes.
Don't waste your time. Just action, mm-hmm. action. Do whatever you want.
Wow.
Just action, but not the bad things like drinking alcohol, mm-hmm. wasting time in the parties, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, because right now a lot of like. The students,
oh yeah,
the wasting time only like parties, right. mm-hmm. drinking alcohol,
right.
every like Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. You said like outside, like
yeah.
nighttime.
Oh yeah,
drunk,
mm-hmm.
drunk people. Who's yeah. that? It's not the older people. Yeah. It's yeah. like younger oh, yeah. students.
Yep. When you're supposed mm-hmm. to be growing,
and also underage too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
and so we've been to these parties too, so we know.
That could be so dangerous.
We totally know.
So put your goal. Just focus, focus, focus.
Wow, and love that.
One more thing, don't listen. Like negative, they never know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is possible. I know I'm not the successful, but for me, I'm a successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
powerful.
If you think you are mm-hmm. successful, mm-hmm. and then you're gonna be successful.
Yes.
Right.
If yes. you are not ready to successful,
then you're not gonna be.
You're gonna be like broke.
Right. Perfect. Right. Right. That is so powerful.
Well, Jabo,
it's my opinion.
Oh yeah, yeah no, so yeah. powerful, so powerful.
I love it. Well, you know, we appreciate you being on this podcast. You're amazing for a 23-year-old. There's many. We've actually had many younger ones here on our podcast too, and mm-hmm. some of them are nowhere near where you are at right now. And we really appreciate you spending a minute here and being your real, true self. Thank Hopefully, you weren't acting today, but oh, we yeah. want you to act in the field. But we appreciate you being on the podcast, and if. You know, we just want to thank you for being here and expect a couple of reels,
guys.
Honestly, Jabo is amazing.
And where can we find you? I think yeah. your tag is Peter Parker. Or mm-hmm. oh my God. But yeah, tell them where we can find you. Tell them where we can find you. All your tags on Instagram, TikTok, are they all the
yeah.
same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So you guys can find him here. There you go. Love it.
But well, I'm like thinking right now, should I change my name or not?
Okay. Okay.
What I think this is my perspective. I speak to a lot of influencers. I would say getting rid of the mm-hmm. underscore.
Yeah,
because underscore it confuses people.
Yeah, it's kind of like fake, right?
Yeah, I would get rid of it. And yeah, I would do that.
But your name's cool.
Official only.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There you go. That's a cool name.
Or just leave just your name. Get rid of all this.
Yeah.
If nobody has it, I don't think nobody has that.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, because ours is Eli and Mike.
Oh yeah.
That's it. Yeah. As long as nobody's taking it, you know.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. There is gonna be a part two. You guys all heard that. So
let's do deal. So. We're going to talk next podcast going to be like end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like let's do this.
End of the like December or okay. like January. Right.
All okay.
Right. And then you can guys see the results.
Oh, my God. I'm all so right. excited.
I promise I'm going to try it.
Oh, dang. You heard it
I
here. On the
I have a goal. So that's why.
Okay.
All right, we expect it.
It's recorded. Love it. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. We'll see you very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.